Fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is, as always, the White Noise Show. That's a half hour of sketch comedy. Tonight, though, it's a best of show. It's the best of the last six episodes. Well, yeah, this is actually best of eight is what this is. But so, because we've done like over 60 episodes now.
And we've done, I think, at least 16 best of episodes.
If we add, no, that's without the best of. If we add the best of and the, like the weird one-off theater stuff, we've probably done like 80 or 90.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's
the ratios. Interesting.
But this, you know, it's kind of fun in a sense, though, because if you haven't listened to all our episodes, this one's probably a better episode than any other one you're going to listen to.
Basically, Simon didn't try that hard and the rest of it. So.
Well, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, that's a good one, that's a shit one, that's a good one, that's a shit one, but I've got to fill 30 minutes, so they're all going in. Yeah.
You see what he's implying, though, because he doesn't write anything knowing it's shit. He isn't, he wouldn't produce us something.
Yeah, it's not until you guys act it out
exactly.
That I realize it's
shit. It's only when we mess it up for him that he goes, yeah, well, I'm going to ignore that one.
But yeah, so you've got that to look forward to, and then right afterwards is the White Noise After Show, surprisingly. And this week...
Not another one.
This week is hosted by myself. And I'm joined by special guest friend. What do you want to be called? What is it? What will make
just
you happy?
Just made me feel special, man.
Your special friend.
Because I called him Connor last week, and that was offensive. So.
Well, because I've been special friend, and then now we're on Christian name terms. Like, soon enough, it'll be Mr. Neckleput.
All right, so we've got Mr. Neckleput in the studio, and we've got Mrs. Wiley, or Ms. Wiley, or Ms. Miss.
No, I haven't married
one?
My definitely father.
Oh. Which one of these?
Because I'm not overly sensitive, I couldn't really care, so, you know, say whatever you like.
All right, we'll just call you woman.
Perfect. You've hit the nail on the head there.
Welcome to White Noise, the Simon, Connor, and Talking Woman.
All right, on that note, I think it's time for some White Noise.
Warning. The following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the best of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's show is brought to you in part by Bejeweled, one of the many reasons your parents have stopped having sex. First up tonight, someone saving the day.
"20 seconds, Dan.
I'm nearly there. Just have to access the hard drive remotely, write in the command sequence.
Hurry up, or all those people will be dead.
10 seconds.
I'm in. All right, now the script.
5 seconds.
I'm nearly there. Nearly there. And done.
Zero. Well done.
Oh, shit. Caps lock was on.
I once tried hacking into a computer. It didn't work. Apparently, you're not meant to use an axe. First up tonight, someone's talking.
Hello, listeners. I'm Ben Deasy, and this is Ben of the People. Hey, how's it going?
Sorry?
How are you doing today?
Fine. Do I know you?
It's Ben!
From high school?
No! Off the radio?
Then why would I recognize you?
I'm on billboards!
Oh, well, I never look up.
What?
Just can't be bothered.
Hey, how you doing, short guy?
Huh? Oh, me?
Yes, you! Peter Dinglish!
It's Liam.
And you know who I am.
Ben?
Right, off the radio! Yeah, it's, Ben of the... Pond! People! It's people, you tiny tit! Hey, how you doing, old-timer?
Fine, thank you.
Jeez, you look old enough to have an informed opinion on slavery.
Well, I always did say them there nigger...
Stop recording, Gary! Stop recording! Okay, one more go. Let's try that ugly one over there. She can't have anything better to do. Okay. Hi there. I know you're busy putting on makeup, but if I could just pull you away from that losing battle, perhaps you'd like to be on my show, Ben of the People.
Oh, I love that show.
Well, I know you probably don't get most of it, but I'm still glad you like the pretty sounds.
Well, you're not like a proper journalist or anything. Like, you're not Bear Grylls.
What, because I've never drank my own piss?
Exactly. And you're a little fat.
That is so mean! Why would you say that? I can't help it. It's because I eat a lot of chocolate.
You called me an idiot and ugly.
Yeah, but I did it in a way you wouldn't understand.
I'm not a man of the people. Next up tonight, we return to my childhood in Blackmoor, burping, burning and binging. This isn't Disneyland!
It's just through these doors.
Oh no, you're trying to get me tested again!
Now, Richard, if you just answer the doctor's question, I promise afterwards I won't hit you.
Oh, flip off, you flipping twonk!
Are you having a stroke?
No, I told him I'd buy him a carton of ciggies if he didn't swear for 24 hours.
How can I help?
Oh, Richard has an appointment with Dr. Feely.
Last name?
Blackmoor.
You're 5 minutes late.
We were having a smoke. I'm trying to keep him calm.
Should he really be smoking at 11 years old?
He's fine. He's gotten the hang of it. Always ashes in the ashtray. He's a good boy, really. Richard, don't light that on fire.
I was just pretending.
Sit.
Well, you can go through. The doctor will be with you soon. Or whenever he feels like it.
It's been forever!
It's only been 4 minutes. Relax.
If he tries to section me, I'm gonna go mental!
Don't exacerbate things, mate.
I wouldn't do that in public.
No, exacerbate. To make things worse.
I know, masturbating will make things worse.
Oh, hi, guys. Great to see you all. Hey, Richard. How you doing, little buddy?
Have we met before?
No.
Because you're very chummy for a stranger. Are you a nonce?
Richard!
It's okay, Mrs. Blackmoor. I need to observe Richard's typical behaviour.
What's wrong with him, Doc? I'm guessing psychopath.
I need more than a moment's chat to determine the entire mental state of your son, Mr. Blackmoor. Give me at least 10 minutes. Well, after carefully observing Richard for the past 8.5 minutes, I have come to determine that he is suffering from what professional psychologists call feeble-mindedness.
Feeble-mindedness?
Yes.
Is it contagious?
No.
So, is it curable?
No, but it's treatable. You just need to get him into being like a professional sportsman or a job in marketing, somewhere no one will notice.
I do not have fetal midgetness.
Fetal-mindedness, Richard.
No, it's feeble-mitousness, Alice.
No, feeble-mindedness.
Yeah, that one. So, is this from some vaccination we gave him?
No, nothing like that.
I bet it was when I dropped him in Ibiza.
I told you not to take him clubbing.
How else was I going to breastfeed him while I was drinking?
I'm sure it's both your fault he's this way, but now you can only move forward, not backwards.
Oh, yeah? Well, just watch us. Come on, guys. We don't need to listen to this quack. You're as bad as the last six doctors we went to. Richard, here now.
Fetal midget. I'll give you fetal midget.
Alice, wait. Feeble-minded? Couldn't you come up with something a little bit more believable?
Well, next time, pay me more than 50 quid.
They never did give me an official diagnosis, but I did get quite a few official warnings. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back!
Ow, it hurt!
Stop touching it!
It's bleeding!
Because you keep touching it!
No, I think it's because you cut the top off with a knife!
Because you wouldn't keep still!
But!
You hardly use it anyway.
Oh, that's not the point.
It's a thumb, Carl. Stop whinging.
I really feel I have a genuine grievance here.
You don't even know what a grievance is.
But I've got one. Oh, my thumb's somewhere under the flipping couch.
I don't know if you can call it a couch when it's half a mattress with a garbage bag on it.
The point is, I need some pain relief. Please, Neil.
Look, I found this pill on the floor. Take that. Might be good. Oh, no, it's a Tic Tac.
Neil!
Fine! There's a pharmacy round the corner. Come on, let's kick the door in.
Answer the air!
Number 45.
Oi, stick them up!
Please take a number, sir, like everyone else.
It's a flipping robbery! Answer the air!
I don't allow that sort of language in here, sir. If you can't behave, you'll have to wait outside until your number's called.
I don't need a flipping number! I've got a gun!
What does that have to do with anything? I've got a boat. Are we now just randomly naming things we own?
How are you not getting this? I've got a gun! I'm robbing you! I'm over the drugs!
Which ones? You'll have to be more specific.
I don't know!
Perhaps the blue one? Are we having a little trouble in the downstairs department?
What? No! We want the really good painkillers for my mate. His thumb accidentally got cut off.
Accidentally? You were trying to see if that knife you bought off the telly could really cut anything!
And it can! Bargain at $14.99 for 12 months.
Wow, that looks very gangrenous.
Yeah, it's pretty gangster.
No, infected. What you need to do is take a fucking number!
I've got a gun!
Yes, and mine's bigger! This is why we all have to take a number!
Oh, forget it! Come on, Carl! The vet might still be open!
Yeah, let's go! Hey, biscuits are way better, too!
I'm scared of bleeding to death. That's why I don't give blood. I presume that might buy me an hour or two. Next up tonight, someone's landscaping!
Welcome to Wedge's Wild Wax Parlour. If it's hair, we'll get it out of there. How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm looking to get a wax, please. But I'm just not sure what to get.
Your first time, huh? Well, not to worry. We have plenty of options. What result are you looking for?
Well, I don't want to lose everything, but not nothing either. So something in between, like smooth-ish.
Well, how about an Algerian?
What's that?
Well, it's like a Brazilian, but we leave a little crescent moon around the top. It says spiritual, but sexy.
How about an Egyptian?
Well, it's like a Brazilian, but the pubic hair is inverted like a pyramid. It means you want to be on top.
No.
A Nile?
Oh, yeah?
It's like a Brazilian, but with a swervy landing strip. It says, I like crocs and cocks.
I guess that makes sense.
So you want it? It comes in white or blue?
No, it's a bit weird.
I would recommend the Syrian.
What's that?
That's when there's nothing left.
No, none of these are working for me. Do you have anything else?
Persian?
Persian?
We actually add more hair so that you look like a cat.
Ugh, no. I don't think you have what I want.
Wait, how about a burkini wax?
A burkini wax? How does that work?
Well, we wax around your burkini line.
So, just the eyebrows?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll take it.
I don't like getting my eyebrows waxed. I just get them buffed. I've never smoked crack, but I've licked a few. Next up tonight is a movie preview.
From the people who brought you 12 years a welfare recipient, $1 million vegetable, and Precious gets her groove back, comes the new sequel you never knew we needed, Schindler's List 2.
Finally, I can rest. PTO? What's PTO? Oh my god, there were names on the other side of the paper!
Schindler's List 2, The Backside. A Redbox exclusive.
Schindler's List could have been a lot shorter if Liam Neeson had been using some of the skills he learned from Taken. Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back!
Welcome back, Dolly and Elvis.
Howdy, y'all.
Where's Bozo?
You mean Bono?
Yeah, the Walkin' Oakley's advert.
Aw, do you miss him, darling?
No, I left my favorite jumpsuit in his Miata. I've been using my backup ever since. This one doesn't have a pocket for my eight ball.
You keep a pool ball with you?
The mission?
Right. So we need you to report to Trump Tower to protect the president-elect while he stays there before being inaugurated in January.
Wait, why does the CIA want us to do that?
Yeah, it's almost like they want him to die.
No, don't be silly. Now, Elvis, the top brass has informed me you have an unlimited budget for this mission. Take as much weaponry as your heart desires.
Really? Including C4?
Especially.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Jesus, I'll get some armor.
Wow, I feel so alive right now, protecting the president.
Almost president.
Whatever, I feel jacked. And not just due to the cocaine. Oh man, because of the, you know, pocket problem, I had to hit it up my butt. Probably should have wrapped it first.
Well, just calm the hell down. This might be a quiet shift for all we know.
Whatever. Hey, what about this guy? You know, the one with the towel on his head.
The guy with the tennis racket?
Oh, never mind.
So what do you think he's like?
The tennis player?
Trump.
Oh, he's cool, man. I met him, remember?
No.
I gave him the lobotomy.
I must have been away that week.
Oh, of course. It was me and his Royal Highness Fraggle Rock.
Just admit it. You miss him.
I do not miss that half-robot, Catholic corporate sellout who never made a good record in his pathetic little... Oh, why does he hurt me like this?
Oh, come here, sugar. It's okay.
It's just... It's different when he's around. I finally get to be the smart one.
There, there.
Your boobs smell nice.
All right, get the hell off me.
I'm fine. Dude, this is so boring.
We've been here for 10 goddamn minutes.
What? Oh, come on.
Why don't you go check the alleys? Do a sweep.
I ain't doing no yard work, bitch.
No, not with a broom. Shit for brains. Check for suspicious activity.
Sweep the alley. What? Why didn't you suck my balls? Hey, what are you doing?
Huh?
Freeze, asshole.
That's president-elect asshole to you.
Oh, my God. Honored to meet you again. Future President Trump.
Who the hell are you?
Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll, and now also super sweet CIA spy.
Never heard of you. Do you own any buildings?
Graceland?
Is there much gold in it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know how many rap videos have been shot in there?
Well, then I guess I can acknowledge your existence. Acceptable to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
So, why are you still here?
Because I'm protecting you.
Your jumpsuit is too tight.
That's a little personal.
Whatever, the truth hurts, but that's why I'm president.
Right, sure.
That's what's going to fix this country, listening to everything I have to say, and now people have no choice but to listen because I'm the goddamn president.
Sir, would you mind holding this while I run away?
Okay, wait, what is it? What the fuck is C4?
Wow.
Boys does not advocate the blowing up of Donald Trump, but if you want to egg him, we back you 100%. First up tonight, people are getting frisky.
I'm so glad we waited.
Me too. This is gonna be so special.
Well then, take me, husband.
Oh, okay. What is it exactly that I do?
Have sex with me.
Right. But how?
I thought you knew.
How? I wasn't a Catholic altar boy.
Well, it has to be something to do with the vagina.
And the tits.
No. Well, let's put them in the maybe pile. Isn't the penis involved?
Well, I don't know. I was excused from reproductive biology. I just sat in the staff room watching VeggieTales.
I think I have to touch it.
Oh, no. I couldn't put you through that.
Let me try.
No, wait. Oh, that worked.
Too well. If you get a tissue...
I enjoyed biology class. It was the only time I didn't get in trouble for cutting up animals. Next up tonight, it's future historians.
Good evening and welcome to Future Historians. Today, we are excavating the site of an early millennium fraternity house. A place where people met to exchange ideas, stories, and sexually transmitted diseases. Our first find at the site was a perfectly preserved hip flask with a picture of an ancient tribe known as the Wu-Tang Clan. It contained a liquid with alcohol present in it. We believe it was used by young humans to compensate for a lack of social skills and interesting things to say. Let's take a look at what else the team have found today. Alan, what do you have there?
This is what is referred to as a jock strap.
Ah, and its use was?
I think it was used as a sort of face shield. See how it fits the contours of my cheeks? Ooh, but this person seems to have had terrible breath.
Marvellous! And Rita, what's that you're holding?
This odd-looking tube and funnel thing was called a beer bong and was used to ingest beer quickly, most likely through the rectum.
It does get you drunk quicker. And lastly, Claire, what do we have here?
Well, Tiny, this is quite remarkable. It is a still-intact inflatable doll.
Oh, for a child to play with?
No, these were used by lonely young men when they needed someone to hold.
Interesting. Because I would have thought people had sex with them.
The frat was on a school campus, not a desert island.
Well, that's the end of this week's Future History. Oh, wait, I just found something. Oh, no, never mind. Just another Pizza Pop wrapper. Join us again next week.
I love Pizza Pops. Right out of the microwave, which means my mouth is permanently too burnt to taste anything else. Next up tonight, it's time for a HR meeting!
So, John, I hear you're not getting on with your co-workers.
But what do you expect? The conditions in this mine are atrocious! Even our warning canary is emphysema!
Well, it's a mine. What do you expect? Air conditioning and coconut water?
Regular water would be nice.
And then what? Next you'll be wanting safety gear as well?
Why is that so unreasonable?
Where do you think you are, Foxconn?
I wish!
Look, it's not my fault you're a slave.
Slave?
I mean, production worker. Maybe you should have tried harder at school.
What school? I went from playing with jacks to swinging a pickaxe.
Wow, you are poor. Nobody plays with jacks anymore.
So there's nothing you can do about the mine shaft.
Would you like to borrow my Febreze?
It's not the smell. Well, yeah, actually, it's pretty grim, but it's more the dying.
Maybe we can transfer you to another department.
Fine.
How are you with chemicals?
I've not really worked with them before.
How about drinking them? There's an opening in that. Somebody just left. In a casket.
No, something less dangerous.
There's an opening as an assistant.
I could do that.
Assistant chemical drinker.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ooh, how about this? Working at the nuclear power plant.
I'm not much of a physicist.
Oh, that's fine. You just be cleaning the nuclear reactor.
There has to be something better.
Ah, here we are, working in customer service. You'd be on the phone receiving calls from customers.
What kind of chemicals would I have to drink?
My first job involved chemistry. It's surprisingly easy to get in at the ground level in meth labs, but I decided it wasn't for me. A little too corporate. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back!
Well, this is certainly an improvement over the park.
Yeah, why don't we nick an ambulance sooner? Hello?
Hi.
Shut up, you.
Hello? Help!
Oh, hi.
My mum fell over. I think she had a heart attack.
Oh, shit, that's pretty serious.
Please, help her.
Oh, right. Come on, Carl. Let's go.
Right, because we're ambulance men.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I'm paramedics.
Mum, I got the paramedics.
What do we do, Neil?
Maybe give her, like, the kiss of life thing.
Oh, okay.
No, Carl, not with your tongue.
I think she just needs to go to the hospital.
Well, how are we going to get there?
Your ambulance.
Well, it's not really ours.
Carl, go and get the bed thingy.
The bedpan?
No, the Guernsey.
Nice try. I am not going to fall for that one.
Hurry!
Quiet, you. We're doing you a favour. You go get the jersey if you want it so badly.
Fine. You keep trying the kissing thing. All right, let's get her on it. Lift at the knees.
Aren't you meant to lower her?
Oh, right. Nah, this one's like new ones. Yeah, just tighten her up, Carl. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, never mind. She's dead.
What?
Don't worry about it, hun. Happens all the time.
And that's why you should never steal an ambulance. Steal a cop car. They're pretty useless. Next up tonight is an advert.
We are here today to announce a new 20-part series of magazines where you can meticulously collect all of the pieces week by week, issue by issue, and build your very own improvised explosive device. That's right, ISIS Magazine presents the Suicide Vest Edition. Each issue not only provides you with a piece towards creating your very own Hell on Earth kit, you will also get to delve into the history of our great organization and find out about how we took over parts of the world everyone else has stopped caring about. We'll show you how to recruit your friends, especially the unhinged ones. We will even give you your own version of the Quran with special highlighted passages that are taken out of context for your reading pleasure. So act now, or all the hot virgins will be gone.
I wouldn't order that. I still have half a T-Rex I never finished. Next up tonight, people are getting naughty.
Why are you wearing that?
Remember ball gag?
Yeah, the ball gag.
I thought we would try some kink stuff.
Oh, I didn't know you were into that sort of thing.
I wasn't, but I met this guy, Jeff, at the golf club, and he lent me some really interesting DVDs, one of which turned out to be hardcore pornography. It was in the wrong case, and it was French, so I didn't realize there was a mistake for the first hour.
Sure, I'm down. What exactly would you like to do?
Well, there's this thing where people drip wax on each other. That sounds fun. You could do that to me. How about you?
Ooh, I know what would be nice. Me, you, in a building site.
Ooh.
And two other men, preferably black.
I guess that's fair.
You're not gonna chicken out now. I thought we were being adventurous.
No, of course. I wouldn't want to be a stick in the mud.
Great. I'll get the wax and call Tony and Ed from work.
This is the worst birthday ever.
I bet next year he'll ask for a gift card. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, featuring the voice talent of Caitlin Docking, Connor Neckelpert, Sierra Wiley, Nick Rinker, Kenneth Tynan, and Simon Welton.
Guest writing by Connor Neckelpert.
Alright, there you go. There you have it. That was the White Noise best of number 8. For your listening pleasure, we will be back next week with a brand new half-hour sketch comedy and, of course, the White Noise After Show, which is exactly what we're going to be doing right after our bit of music that we're going to play now. Did you enjoy that little bit of best of there, Connor, Sierra?
Yeah, it was just a really catchable stuff I missed.
Yeah, because you buggered off for a few days, didn't you?
Yeah, I let you know I was on a holiday and you decided that you'd do a show without me.
Well, the show must go on, sir.
And then the week after, you didn't do a show.
No, because you were back, so, you know.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Good. All right, let's play some music, and then, unless Sierra, have you got anything to, add? You're looking.
Well, I thought I was asked as well.
I know, but you didn't say anything.
Well, I was politely waiting for Connor to finish.
Sierra, go.
The woman waits. The woman who talks, yeah. I quite liked it. I thought it was a good mix of comedy, good, you know, good stuff. So, a nice satire in there. Brought a lot of good sketches together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perhaps that didn't need to be.
That's the problem, though. When you set it up like that, then you're bound to fail. It's never going to be good enough. You know, it's like when someone interrupts you in a story, and then you try and carry on the story.
Oh,
and then they're like,
the worst.
What was that? And you're like, well, it was a small
anecdote. It was
better
before you ruined it.
And now it became this 10-minute thing.
Yeah.
All right, yes. Yeah, so that's basically what we're going to do over the next half hour is chit-chat. But no, we're going to play some good music, too, as we always do on the after show. Topics for tonight. We've got to be talking about the Trump allegations. I mean, Jesus. What else, you know, we've got to talk about it at least a bit. And we're also going to talk about perhaps predictions for the next 4 years, you know, with him being inaugurated this week. I think it's a good idea.
Is it this week already?
Or next week. And also, we're going to got some other ideas too. We've got some other ideas. So we'll be back after some music. First up tonight, we're going to be playing Lonely Parade. And this is Duck Hunt.
Thank you.
protein shakes and lukewarm coffee. Call my mom, tell her how I've been. Feels like every man here is just pitying us. Delusional with a taxidermy. Just stay in the car and listen around. We got nothing to say but want to talk to you. Can't shake the feeling that we're growing a fortune. Want to go home, but sometimes I do. We'll be right back.
ago, that was Twin River with Hesperus, and before that, Lonely Parade with Duck Hunt. All right, so it's the White Noise After Show. I'm Simon, and we've got Connor and Sierra in the studio. So our first question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is the Trump allegations today. For those who don't know, basically the Russians have videotape of Trump doing, either being peed on or peeing on Mexican prostitutes. And so, yeah, this came to light. So my question is, if this is the case, what should the implications be? What should happen? If it was true, do you think he should step down?
This isn't the issue.
But I'm just saying, do you think, what's your personal view on this particular point? Because I think I have maybe a slightly different one. So I'm just wondering what you guys think.
I think of everything this, perhaps just to put it in perspective, it's not even the worst tape that's come out, considering the tape that was coming, that came out during the election, where it was physically the talk about how he, and it was Jeb Bush, right?
Billy Bush.
Sorry, there are too many to keep track of.
He's not related. He's like a, yeah, he's not, I don't think he's related to the other Bushes. But
anyway.
Okay. I always thought that was a dynamic in the story. Apart from that.
The younger brother who went off to be on celebrity television. Oh, the black sheep. The pink sheep of the family.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that it should be dealt with seriously, and I think that they should investigate it further. It's obviously problematic. Not the type of, huh?
Interesting.
We'll get to your point in a minute. Let Sierra have her time.
Carry on.
I think it's weird, but also there's always been presidents who've had a bit of a weird personal life, right? Like Thomas Jefferson held a slave, but also,
tenderly in his arms.
Actually, yeah. He had an affair with his slave mistress. It was pretty problematic, but he's looked up to as one of the greatest leaders of all time, right? One of the founding fathers of the United States. And there's an interesting separation of public versus private life when you're a leader. And for example, it's not that I'm defending Trump. God, no. But Obama, I think, had a certain very positive relationship with the in terms of how the media viewed his family. I mean, sure, there were lots of attacks on Obama himself throughout the media, especially the right wing media. But his family did pretty well in the public eye for the most part. And then you didn't kind of hear about these crazy stories of Obama's personal life coming back up.
He's one of the squeakiest, squeaky clean presidents they've had in a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, and I think Trump's personal life is pretty problematic in terms of just the conflict of interests. And you can see, I'm sure we might talk about Ivanka later and her husband being appointed to, was it chief of staff or chief advisor? Weird, very weird. But I think we should just as much focus on just the political issues of this guy being elected president and his ties with Russia and Putin. And I think we ought to focus on the right stuff. That's all my opinion.
Yeah. For me, I honestly think this is a non-issue. If he wants to piss on consenting prostitutes who he's paying to do so, fine. Fine. It doesn't make you a worse president or a better president. It's just something he likes to do, which is a bit kink.
Exactly. We all knew he was a weirdo. It's probably a power thing.
Whatever. He gets off on it. I don't care. I much more care about whether he's racist to other cultures or whether he ridicules special needs people or whether he's going to destroy the economy. Things like that kind of bother me more than him pissing on anybody.
And it makes me sad that that's what the media is going to talk about for weeks and weeks and weeks as actual real politics are developing and the world is kind of going to shit. And people are just going to be like, oh my God, he pissed on a prostitute. But it's keep it in perspective.
Okay. You have a generous view of the media.
Speaking of which, though, what do you think is going to happen in the next Trump years? Do you think in two terms is possible?
He either gets impeached in the first year or he takes two terms. Yeah,
you think he takes two terms
if he doesn't get impeached first?
Quite the opposite polls there, Connor.
Yeah.
Well, I understand what he's saying. I understand what he's saying there. I mean, I think I would love to say he's not going to get two terms, but I feel like we were so sure he was going to get elected that it would be naive now to go, well, he's definitely not going to get two terms.
This is how it's going to happen. So the Republicans, who are now kind of who were very, very vehemently against him for the most part until he won, and now sort of slinking into the shadows and going, okay, well, I guess, you know, we can still kind of do our thing. He'll be there for a bit. And either they impeach him, because it has to be them who impeach him.
Because there's still majority in House and Senate, right?
Exactly. Or yeah. Otherwise, we get to the next election cycle, and then all the Republicans who now essentially are on his side go, well, you know what? We've got this far, and things are going all right for us, for our interests. We don't mind supporting him again. It comes down to really whether the liberal side of the argument and any moderates who haven't been swayed to his side through whatever happens the next 4 years rise up enough to support whatever candidate comes up against him. Perhaps it is Bernie Sanders. Perhaps it is Hillary Clinton again. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe it's Elizabeth
Sanders
Warren.
Sanders is probably too old, man. I don't think he'd run again.
Yeah. So, I think he either gets impeached soon or he takes the whole 8 years, much like every other president's done since, I don't know. I think they've all had long ones, right?
No, yeah. George Bush Senior was one term.
Oh, yeah, one term.
But
okay.
that was
Clinton,
the 80s, so
Bush,
it's been a good...
Obama, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so because, I mean, things like the health... What's weird is people worried about, like, the Health Care Act being revoked, yeah. But it's... They've basically said that they will put in legislation to remove it, but it won't go into effect until, like, 2020. Meaning that they won't actually be there to take the blame if it's fucked up.
Oh, it's brilliant. and besides the fact that Obamacare was passed by the Senate and House, so enough Republicans were, yeah, I guess this is all right.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that might go against it is if they can prove it to be like a constitutional right not to be discriminated against based on your illness.
Maybe.
Like, you might be able to do that. Maybe, I don't know, but... I have to see.
Do you guys think it's going to be worse domestically or internationally because of the strong influence that America has?
I think internationally everyone's still too afraid of them to do anything crazy.
Like, No. Not that I think like the rest of the world is going to be reactionary towards it. I mean, you could see in the immediate aftermath of him being elected, all of the world leaders who had given a lot of criticism, calling him out on everything. And you see the Trudeau administration scrambling to see if they can make any ties with Trump's administration now. And you see the rest of the world leaders, even the very liberal ones, you know, being like, oh, congratulations.
Well, because it's politics.
Yeah. No,
we
no,
have
no.
to deal with everybody.
I'm just saying, I totally understand why. And that's just proof that there probably won't be this extremist retaliation against it, but I worry about kind of what it says about trade deals, about NATO defense, about the closer ties with Russia. I think that could be an interesting thing to go into right now, honestly. Like, you've got, on one hand, Canada's newly appointed foreign affairs minister is banned from entering Russia. So she just became foreign affairs minister like a couple days ago, right? And she can't enter because of trade sanctions after the Ukraine annexation, right? Crimea, rather. And then you've got Trump, who's got such close ties with Russia, there's a CIA investigation into it, right? So it's an interesting kind of polarity with North American relations.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, one good thing about the era we live in now is that it would take an absolute crazy amount of things to go horribly wrong before we got into anything that resembled a World War III or, you know, something as dangerous and as chaotic as that. Like, things would have to go horribly, horribly wrong because...
Yeah, liberal peace theory, right? Like,
well, but yeah, because the... the main reason is that those that are already in power here and abroad, everywhere, like being in power and like being in a peaceful state in their own country and don't want to upset that. And it would take a lot to make them want to upset that. And that's what Putin understands about, like, invading Crimea. He knows nobody in their right mind is going to start a war over bloody Crimea because it doesn't mean anything
and,
to
them. And whether or not you believe it, they did vote to, like, rejoin Russia.
Yeah, and so, you know, they've... Yeah, I mean, it's a bit sort of annexation of Austria sort of strategy, but, you know, it's... Yeah, and I don't think he isn't going to, I think, go into more places now. I think, you know, he knows what he could do and he just knew that was a guarantee. No one was going to touch him.
Here's my theory. So Donald Trump, a lot of the stuff he said during the run-up to election, during the cycles, during the conferences and interviews was all kind of like really weird and kind of vague and stuff like that. His idea is that he sees Russia as the biggest threat, that kind of the number two dog in the world. He says, why are we against them? We could be
We could be with them. Why be enemies when we could be friends?
How is because... he? When has he been enemies with Russia? I thought he was supporting Putin and like, no, been really close with
no,
Putin
the No, he's saying
whole time.
That the country has been...
The USA and Russia have always been opposed. So he sees that as... well, why? Because he sees there being Russia, massive country, huge economic opportunities. If he's the person who can like who can mend relations, he thinks Putin will give him like whatever he wants. He'll render Max Tillerson will get his $500 billion oil deal for ExxonMobil when Trump amends relations with Russia. The reason that I think that Trump was so vague as to ISIS, is like, oh, I know things that the generals don't, is because he just wants Russia to go in there and like take over the area and just like, do whatever he wants to get out of. He wants to get out of the Middle East because he doesn't see it as being a point at any point being there. Right. He thinks let the Russians do whatever they want. It's like a fucked up sort of area of the world anyway. Why do we need to care about it? He allows them to do that. He wants to forge stronger bonds. The question then becomes, how much is he willing to give Russia, potentially an expansionist Russia, without rubbing NATO the wrong way, without rubbing other countries that rely on United States protection the wrong way? He already doesn't really care about China, so already he's building another enemy there, which is interesting. I think he wants to cozy up with Russia, make amends, benefit financially from himself, and perhaps even he believes fool the United States by doing so. And it comes to, yeah, how much is he going to let Putin bully him around, roll into the Balkan states? Sure, no worries. You know what? They were like Soviet, 25 years ago? No worries, right? That's what I think's going to happen.
We'll have to wait and see. All right, let's play another song. We'll come back for one last fun one before we go. Next up is Smokes, and this is Lemon Lime.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That is Smokes with Lemon Lime. All right, we're on the after show. We've not got long left. So one last question for us. We had a sketch in our show, Schindler's List 2. So it got me thinking, what is a film that you would actually want to see a sequel to? Because we see a lot of bad sequels to films. But is there a film out there that you're like, yeah, I genuinely want to know where that story goes, or you know, just feel like there's so much room there for another one?
That's tough to answer because all of the sequels I've seen have just ruined the original in some way. So it's like,
what about
oh.
Godfather 2?
I've never seen the Godfather 1, so
that's like the exception to the rule. You're right though. I've never besides that one, it's very hard to name a better sequel.
Yeah.
Because presumably the first and the first
except maybe
case.
Ace Ventura When Nature Calls.
Two Towers was pretty good. Yeah. But perhaps we exclude trilogies or multi-part series.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, that doesn't count.
The challenge is that like if the first one's good, right, it probably meant that it had high stakes. Like whether it was philosophically or like in conflict or whatever, it has high stakes. And that gets you involved. It gets you invested and engaged. And then to have a sequel that has just as high stakes in another way or even greater, I think is just challenging.
Well, my only suggestion I could think of was an old film, actually, which is the original Italian Job, because it ends with a cliffhanger where they're literally on like an edge of a cliff hanging off in a bus. And not just because I think they need to resolve that, but I also think you could do another bank job that's as exciting as the Italian Job, using minis in a different city, different thing you got to steal, different way they steal it, different stunts. Like you could keep the skeleton, but you could change everything about it.
Just because you could doesn't mean you should, though. And I mean, you guys are both British. You have very much enjoyed British television, and I've talked with both of you about this. You enjoy that they kind of cut it off at the right point. You know,
people say this. This is a cliche. You're right, and I do think there's something to be said for the quality of writing and having one writer or a couple writers work on a show. Mm-hmm. But look at like Peep Show. They did 9 seasons, and some of their best episodes are in season 9. Seinfeld did 10 seasons, but some of their best episodes are in like the latest seasons. Like, you can make good long-running shows.
You can, but you're mistaken the fact that in this alternate universe where they didn't go beyond say 3 or 4 series, you wouldn't know. Then there's always potential for greatness, right?
Yeah.
It's about, would it have been great if it had just ended sooner? And that's not to say that it wasn't great afterwards, but the idea of you can guarantee your greatness by ending on like a nice
sweet.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like being a musician that dies at 27. It gives you that legendary status of going out, burning out quickly.
Yeah,
you know?
In a sort of certain way, yeah. But then, yeah, you could be like U2 and make some great tracks 30 years online, maybe. Or maybe some people don't see that.
But that's it. But some shows also take a few seasons to get the kinks out and like get to their best. Like Peep Show hits its stride in the 4th season. And so if you'd have cut it off like Fawlty Towers after 2 seasons, you would have missed the best by miles that it had to offer.
But you wouldn't have known it was to exist.